Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the icy cold morning, mellow afternoon voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. I'm local, I'm an announcer, and I'd love to talk with you about food, number one topic, or is it? You know, that's a good question, you know? I don't know what the answer would be to that. Is food the number one topic of New Orleanians? Could be. It's one of the... But we are here to talk about those things, and as I was passing out to take a nap a little while ago, I came up with an idea that I thought about it for a few seconds, and I said, you know, we haven't discussed that in a long time, with one exception. We have kept the motor running absolutely for hamburgers, but the other kinds of sandwiches that we eat around here, and up and down, and all the streets and in the places we go and the places we never go to, but all of them tend to have sandwiches now and then. In fact, I had a sandwich for lunch today, and I had a rather unusual one that I've had before, and I'm sure you at least have heard of this, the Cuban sandwich, or Cubano, as it's also known, and that is
one of the most delicious sandwiches out there, I think.
A Cubano?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, me too.
Pickles. The key is pickles.
Pickles and yellow mustard.
How far wrong can you go with pickles?
And not very many, but you won't get very far without them either.
Well, I think that there are things that pickles don't belong on, but certainly a Cuban sandwich is one where it does. Hamburgers, too.
Yeah.
Oyster poor boy.
Oyster poor boys. Although I almost never get an oyster poor boy. I eat oysters
other
ways.
I know. It's really weird that you don't do that much anymore.
Well, it's not that I, ever did them a whole lot. It's just that I like oysters a different way. I think frying them, you lose something.
Really?
There's only one exception I can think of to that, and that's over at Antoine's. They have one over there, the name of which eludes me at the moment. It's going to come. It's a funny name, so it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, it's it involves fried oysters at the beginning, and then there's a sauce that, although it's kind of a dark brown, it's actually hollandaise. Which doesn't sound exactly right, especially when you look at it. But it's a great drink. It's great, Antoine's dish. What?
Stop
doing that.
Beating your pencil.
I was beating
my pencil.
You know, wasn't.
I miss fried foods.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you gone off them?
Well, I whenever I eat fried foods or bread.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because what I register in my brain is bad idea.
What? That you're eating things you shouldn't eat?
Yeah. I mean, those are not good things to eat. And I wish they were. I wish you could eat fried foods with impunity, but you can't.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, after a while, impunity just had to have died. And oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of something different.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyway, I miss the days of
wine and roses.
Pulling in front of a seafood platter being put in front of me and just being able to eat it with wild abandon and a lot of tartar sauce.
Do you go to the tartar sauce first?
Love tartar sauce.
Yeah. And the
But you know what makes tartar sauce good? Pickles.
Pickles, yeah.
I mean, pickles and mayo, that's tartar sauce, and that's what makes it good. Okay, Tom, one of us does have to wear a headset.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that will be me. But you have, mine is in just a pile. So Is the headset really traumatic for you to wear? Because mine is like a disheveled pile of something. You know what I'm doing? I'm just going to put it right by my head in case we get a phone call, and then one of us will know that there's a caller because it's probably not a good idea for, you know, Doug to have to be texting me saying, hey, there's a caller.
Doug says
260-6368 on the headset.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if he was kidding by that.
Whatever.
Probably wasn't.
Anyway, 260-6368. Welcome to the Food Show. If you would like to chat with us, we had a really good show yesterday. I thought it was
a fun
show to do.
Yeah.
And I hope we can do another one today.
I mean, you never can tell.
I won't say it will require your help, folks, because honestly, we don't get many calls. We had maybe one yesterday besides Andrea. But it was still a fun show, nevertheless.
Well, here
so
we
you
are
went
again.
To Pontchartrain Poor Boys and got a poor boy.
Actually, I didn't go there. That's
Where did you go?
That's a bit of a drive from here.
Yeah, now, where'd you wind up going?
What was on my mind was red sauce because we had that red sauce on that other thing yesterday. And I said I want some more of that. So where I actually wound up was in the it's on the tip of my tongue. It's
well, I can't help you because I have no idea.
Fat Spoon.
Ah, Fat Spoon. You like that place.
You know what? They use a lot of really good ingredients, more in quality than I typically see in restaurants around town. And
of that genre, anyway.
Of that genre, exactly. Yeah. Well, in this case, the genre was a
breakfast lunch place.
Yeah, it
aren't they closed at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something? They're not open for dinner.
Like, 2 in the afternoon or something. But it was the they're open for breakfast and they open for most of lunch. I think they're there every day now. And what I was there for was the Cubano. Actually, I wasn't there for that. I was going down their menu, and I saw that and I said, well, I haven't had one of those in ages.
That's a good question. Who's got a great Cubano? I tell you, Katie's does. I think Katie's has a good one.
Katie's would. Yeah, they are so good at doing poor boys.
Well, period. You can put it,
no matter what.
Period after whatever it is.
And then they have that mammoth poor boy where they carry it.
The barge.
The barge.
The barge. Yeah. Scott Craig, if you're listening, call us and tell us if you're still doing the barge.
Oh, I think that's
I haven't been to Katie's in a while, so I haven't seen a barge going through the dining room, but it is a fun thing to behold. Anyway, I wish I could say that I had something for lunch today, but I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
Didn't what?
Have lunch today.
Oh, what did you not have?
I didn't go with you or have anything.
Oh.
So,
see, if you don't go with me, you may have taken the notch down a little bit.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I love moments like this. Don't you, everyone?
I mean, I just don't know what I would do if I didn't hear you order a Manhattan and sing the song to a waiter who doesn't know what to do. Actually, they don't feel that they can just walk away because that would be rude. And they have this look on their face like, well, this wasn't in my training. I don't really know what to do here.
Yeah, training.
And I wish I could help them, but I just zone out. So, you know.
Well, who needs you in the zone
anyway?
I'll tell you what we do need.
What's that?
What we need, and it was just something that flitted through my mind. Just
what
now.
Is that, Tom? What do we need?
Well, it had to do, in a way, with the sandwiches that we were talking about just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have to wait for it to come back because it was on the front of my brain and now it's in the back.
Floating,
I remember
floating
what it is.
Around like a horsefly. What?
I remember what it is. Yesterday, and we did not really report on this, I wrote
What's
something
that?
About it, but we didn't talk about it at all on the radio that I can remember.
Okay, what's that?
We went over to La Provence.
We did yesterday.
And,
yes.
And we got some almost astonishing news from Cayman Sinclair.
And What was the astonishing news?
Well,
I was there, but I don't.
Well,
I wasn't really
I only in the last few days did I learn that he has taken that restaurant over. Although you tell me that it's been a while.
Uh huh.
How long? What?
I'm sorry. I was reading my email. I was looking for the. I was looking for the almanac, hoping that you had sent me the almanac, which
Got
you
it.
Did not. And I did. When I wrote the piece in the newsletter today, I was figuring that I would get a lot of really, really nasty sort of feedback. But instead, I just got a really great email from someone, and it was quite simple.
Yeah.
The piece in the nomenu.com today is definitely, I wrote it, so I obviously think it's worth reading, but it is really, and I will quote the email that I got. I love your description of the two worlds. I never want to venture into the other world. Eat good food. Be active. Repeat.
Well, that'll land you in a lot
of interesting places. So that pretty well just said pretty much everything that I had to say. Although it was a very descriptive account mm-hmm. of a venture into another world. Mary Lee and I, because of her age and my interest in being intrigued by it, do venture into the other world fairly often.
The other world?
The other world that I wrote about in Thalia.
Give me an example of what you're talking
Thalia.
About, because I'm not sure.
What? Thalia. Wait. We have a call. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, I don't know. Who? Let's find... Dale?
Dale! Yes. Hey, Dale. This is Dale Messina. I told him to call today because
great.
He... Well, you tell us why you're calling, Dale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Little Market once a month in Lakeview. Excuse me. And there are vendors, food vendors, and art vendors. And tonight's going to be the big one. The mm-hmm. neighborhood schools will be singing choirs. And Benny Grunch and the Bunch are performing live.
Oh, no kidding. When is this and where?
That's actually, it's this evening between 5 and 8:30 on Harrison Avenue in front of the Lakeview Grocery.
Okay, so are there more than one?
It's one a month.
One a month, okay. And there is one tonight, you say?
There is one tonight. We'd love to have you out there.
Okay, well, we'll see what can be done, but whereabouts...
Do you know who this is, Tom? Do you know who this is?
No, it's kind of...
Okay, Dale is... you know what? I need to listen through your headset because mine is now completely broken. Completely broken. But Dale is the former manager of Tony Angelo's, who is now making his own... pasta and red sauce.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he's
selling
it. Yeah. He is selling it at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Messina's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited for him. So he sent me a note about the farmer's market, and I told him to call so that he would.
Oh.
So people who are Tony Angelo's fans... who know Dale from way back in the day.
Oh, that Dale.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He is now making his own pasta. How many kinds do you have? Dale, I wish I could talk to you and have a conversation. You're going to have to do this through Tom. Tom, this is a completely useless headset
here,
now.
Just take
completely
that.
Useless headset.
Here we go.
All right. So you have how many kinds of pasta? I know you make tagliatelle.
Four different types. I've got the pappardelle. We've got a fettuccine. I've got a fettuccine Nero with squid ink. And a black and gold. The Saints are doing quite well, so I'm using 100%
Well, they were.
Semolina. Well, they still are. 100% semolina, which is a nice golden color. And I mix the squid ink with the other one, and it comes out black and gold. It's really pretty cool. And today was a great day. I got certified Louisiana product by the Department of Agriculture, so I can use the logo on my brand. And It's now at Terra Nova's grocery store. And
oh, at Terra Nova's on
Esplanade? It is at Terra Nova's. It goes with the best.
Dark
red gravy goes with the best Italian sausage produced in the world.
And, I'm excited. So you're at Terra Nova now.
I am. And as soon as I get the barcodes, which will be a week or two, the Dornacks have already given me their thumbs up. And I'm going to talk to Mark Robert and, of course, the Zappardos are friends, and we'll just take it one step at a time. It's very happy with the product, and the feedback that I've gotten is quite good.
I'm so thrilled for you after this, you know, long-time career. How many years were you a waiter? Well, actually, you were a captain, so how many years did you do that?
I was there for 43 years. I started a busser when I was in eighth grade at Brother Martin, and through high school and college, I just worked my way up the food chain. And I do miss my four generations of families. I call them my family or friends. I still see quite a few out and about, but I miss the day-to-day operation. I worked for the Bennett family at 3B's and Andy's Bistro, and we local there also. Uh-huh. But they gave me their blessing to go on and seek my ambitions. And
have you been dreaming that dream, Dale?
I dream about food constantly, but it really came into fruition within about the last year.
The last year. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's really super exciting. I think I love the idea of starting over later in life, and I'm thrilled for you that you're doing that. And I hope that anyone who is listening who has been a Tony Angelo's regular, who has certainly gotten to know you that way, or more recently at the with the Bennetts, I love the Bennetts, all three of them, will come and see you, because it's – I think people love to support something like that. So,
and it's a real New Orleans product. At one point in time, the French Quarter had seven macaroni factories, and it was called, hence the name, the Messina Macaroni and Gravy Company. I remember my grandfather had a business down there. You know, he'd come back with pastas in a paper bag, and I want to bring the macaroni district back home, hence the New Orleans connection.
You know, I wish you luck, but boy, trying to open up any other kind of business other than tourism in the French Quarter, which is where all of that was historically, what a challenge that is going to be. But good luck.
It's a different kind of world now, Tom. You have social media. You have... You know, you have Facebook pages that are launching companies, and people, if you can get people to be enthusiastic about what you're doing, you don't really have to have the whole brick and mortar thing.
Well,
you know?
Good luck with that.
My dear brother Gary is younger, and he's more the social media. He takes on that aspect of the business. But we're working.
Are you
at
in it together? Are you in the business together?
Well, he is assisting me as it is right now. I'm getting ready to bring my Sicilian meatballs over to the marketplace. He is with one of his employees setting up my canopy. he's behind the scenes, but without him, I couldn't do it.
That's wonderful. Super excited for you.
Do you want to hear a funny little story? Oh, no, go ahead. Sounded like you had something going there.
Well, no. If y'all are in the neighborhood after the show, please stop by. I'd love to give you a taste of my Sicilian meatball.
Well, that I can't imagine that not.
I'm going to have to mark it down to be over there on a Wednesday that you are doing it, because I'm not over there. We're in the house, you know, in the studio at the house. But I definitely do want to come see you, and I just call us anytime, please, anytime you have something you want to announce, and consider this a very supportive forum for you.
I appreciate it immensely, and I have been a very loyal listener from the conception of the show and still listen every day. Enjoy it immensely.
Know, it's funny you should bring that up because that's exactly what I was going to point out to you. You will find this surprising. You were a subscriber to my daily newsletter for such a long time that whenever you renewed it, which was not that often, and it was always very generous, whenever that would happen, I wouldn't have to look up your phone number because or your the tag that would send the thing out, because I know what your address is. It starts with a C and an A, doesn't it?
I have been, like I said, it's been, I think I've been a member of your newsletters since the conception of it.
Yeah, you were.
I've learned a tremendous amount, and I enjoy it on a daily basis.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you for supporting Tom, and we are definitely going to support you. So say the name of the company again. And where you're going to be, and please keep us abreast of everything that you're doing. If you have like you don't have a website yet, do you?
Not as of yet.
Okay. Well, you know what? When you get the website, would you please call us and tell us so that people can look for it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do have an email address. It's Damesco, DAMESSCO Foods. @gmail.com, and anyone that would like to contact
are you on is the company on a Facebook page yet?
Not yet. That's okay. My brother Gary's taking care of that.
Okay. All right. Okay. But well, just keep us updated periodically. Okay, Dale.
And I appreciate it. And Tom, as always, you have the best show on radio.
Where? Tell us again. Just make sure everybody sinks it in. When is this event and
it's
where?
The Lakeview Farmers Market.
It's today?
It's the Lakeview Market. It starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon on Harrison Avenue in front of the Lakeview Grocery. Denny Grunch is going to be there performing live.
Oh. Well, that's different.
They do that. It's once a month, right?
Right. Now, the next couple of months, it's going to be a little bit too chilly, so we're going to start back again in March, I believe.
Okay. Well, that'll give you plenty of time to get your online presence working.
Yes, I will be all set by then.
Okay.
Good. Not that.
All right.
And you'll once you get it done, you will say to yourself, "Boy, I wish things were the way they used to be."
But they're not, and they never will be again. Anyway, good luck to you, Dale, and stay in touch. Keep us abreast, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all very
Thank
much.
You.
Take
Great
care.
Afternoon.
Bye. It's kind of a nice evening for that market. I think it was a little chilly.
For your standards.
It was a little chilly. But...
Marianne here sits in a wide open car. All the windows are open. It's 32 degrees outside and blasting down the street with rain. And it's something to see, and even much more to
Earth
to serve.
I should have been born on the Mediterranean. I should have been born on the Mediterranean. Then I could have been outdoors all the time. Well, California would have worked too. 260-6368 is the number if you would like to chat with us. We are talking food here on the Food Show. That was Dale Messina, who is embarking on a wonderful new career. After being a loyal employee of Tony Angelo's and a front of the house manager, gracious to the end in the dining room, he is now a business owner and is making his own pasta and red sauce.
You got to do something.
Well, you know, you don't.
You don't have to do something.
There are lots of people who don't do anything, who think about doing it, and then they never do it. But he's doing it, and kudos to him. I think that's just super exciting.
Well, yeah, in his case, he's a real pro.
It's super exciting. Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Today is Shepherd's Pie Day. What a great day in December.
You know what I love about Shepherd's Pie?
What's that?
It's warm to hot, and it's served on a cold day, usually.
Yeah.
It's just the way to go. And, you know, we were talking about this some time ago, and I remember reading somewhere where shepherds, there were like variations depending on what the last syllable was. Allie is on the phone? Allie's on the phone. That should take care of everything. Let's find out. Allie, you there again today?
Not
that we mind. What?
Are we
going to have
there?
To share that with me?
Here, we'll just put this right here. I can hear me, and you can, if
okay.
you will.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Allie. I'm sorry.
Okay. I am not surprised by the email that you got from someone regarding the newsletter today, because and what seems odd is, like, I feel like I operate in the same world that Mary Lee does, in that, like, we're among this generation that's trying to make a name for itself, right? That's what these former coquette chefs are doing, right? And I feel like what they've done is just tried to jump so far into some really, like, bizarre authenticity to make themselves stand out, that in the end, it's like occasionally it shows up, their talent shows up in the fish, like you had, but more or less the rest of the menu is so bizarre and not well executed that it just leaves you for not wondering.
So you have been there? You've been there?
I have. And I've also been to so many other restaurants in the city, and I'll name a specific one Tom and I went a while back to Compare Le Pont, which I think cranks out some of the most interesting, non-traditional New Orleans food, yet it is remarkable.
Yes,
and
Compare
she does
Le Pen.
A non-traditional
Compare
thing.
Compare Le Pen. What about it?
She loves Compare Le Pen.
Oh, well, good. I mean, that's
A lot of people do. It's not my thing. It doesn't interest me at all, but a lot of people really dig it.
But Thalia, it's like she's trying to create authenticity.
I'm sorry, Allie. What we're going to have to do is crank up the one headset that's working so loud that we have to share it. Okay. Go ahead.
So, what Kristen is doing, and some of these newer chefs.
Hey, Allie, can we take a break? And
I'm so sorry, Allie. We have to get this straight. Okay. Tom.
Hey. Yeah. I'm going to stay.
It's the food show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, and we're playing around with our usual knobs and,
buttons, folks?
And all that. Every now and then, it's like all the equipment decides, no, I'm going to take a day off.
Okay. And then, so Allie was talking about Thalia.
Thalia, T-H-A-L-I-A, one of the muses, if I remember correctly.
It seems to me like they should definitely not call that place Thalia. They should call it Thalia. Because it just sounds so much
more modern.
Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead, Allie.
Okay, so this is what, I don't know, I guess it rubs me the wrong way, if that's a polite way to say
it. Well, now, Allie, what I want to know is, could you tell in the piece that it rubbed me the wrong way?
Well, okay, here's the juxtaposition of it that I feel it painted, is like there... It has its market.
It absolutely does. I guarantee that every other person in there was loving it.
It's supposed to be on. And many restaurants this day, modern restaurants, they know what their niche is.
That's
and they put a restaurant where they know their niche is. It's very strategic. It's smart. They know why they're putting that type of restaurant where we're putting it. Whereas, let's say you have, a really authentic, Creole restaurant. That restaurant could be anywhere in the city, and people would drive to it if the food was spectacular.
Or if it's sushi and you're in the mood for it.
Is bougie. Did Tom just use the word bougie?
No, he said sushi.
Sushi.
Tom doesn't even know what that is.
Bougie? Bougie is somebody?
Look it up, Marianne. You got to look it up. It's so bougie. I thought that's what he said, and it's so correct.
No.
Bougie.
No. Go ahead. Keep going. We're not even going to try to explain that word to Tom right now. Go ahead.
You would drive anywhere for a restaurant like that because it's that good.
Yeah,
when you're
right.
talking about a niche boutique restaurant that's catering to a specific clientele,
mm-hmm.
people in the neighborhood are going to go. They're not going to drive halfway across the city because the food is so authentically outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that it's almost a no-brainer. So I'm not apprising you of lacking brain or anything.
Go ahead, Allie.
But there's a lot.
It's like this is what it made me think of, and the juxtaposition that you pose essentially in the story is that this is for a neighborhood where they strategically chose to put it for this reason,
right?
Not anywhere else,
right? It's not
and
for me.
So it is a neighborhood restaurant for that part of that neighborhood.
Yep.
And
no, wait, are you saying that are you saying that there should people only those people should be able to go there? Or I'm sure that's
it
not
is
it
for the neighborhood. It
only those people will want to go there. But my question
correct.
Is, why do those people
yes.
why do even those people want to go there?
You know, and this comes from someone, and perhaps Mary Lee could expound on this, too, being in this millennial generation. I suppose in us, in our youth, there lives this desire to know the other. You painted the picture. There are two worlds in New Orleans.
There are two worlds everywhere, but New Orleans, it's now encroached into New Orleans. Go ahead.
Right. The millennialism, if you will, in us is intrigued by the other. Perhaps we're just traveling. Perhaps we're interested in what other people are talking about. And so we go to try it. And it's almost as if the idea, if you will, of the other is what we're after, not necessarily great food.
Oh, who said that they don't want great food? I want to meet that guy.
But it's the
there's a lot of them out there, Tom. You run into them every day. Go ahead. What?
One at a time, please.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing. The idea of the other is intriguing, and so we go.
Well, that makes sense.
And do you talk about a lot, Marianne, people wanting hangouts, but the food's not necessarily good? We've talked
yes.
about this with Fat
right.
Boys Pizza.
Right.
It's so obnoxious, and the pizza isn't really.
Oh, we're talking about
special.
Fat Boy now? Wait, you don't like Fat Boy?
No, I don't like Fat Boy pizza. But my point is, they know their location. The
uh-huh.
person behind that said, oh, here's money. This is
yeah.
I'm going to open a trendy pizza shop in Old Metairie full
uh-huh.
of moms, full
uh-huh.
of moms, and we're going to make $1 million. Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's doing it. It's busy all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't he take over a second section? Is there like a new section of that?
They built a brand new section up above. It's like a party event space.
Wow.
Dude's
yeah.
making money. They're making money. It's smart. It was a smart
yeah.
move. So
yeah.
Where is this?
Fat Boy, Tom. You've been to Fat Boy. Go ahead.
Oh, Fat Boy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm actually gonna write about Fat Boy tomorrow. Go ahead. What?
Okay. I think she was smart. She knew what she was doing. She knew she was opening it up in the neighborhood that she needed to open up in, and she comes from a great restaurant where she built her reputation. She was smart. She knew what she was doing. But is the food outstanding? It's hit or miss. Because she's after the other.
I don't think it's... We had four things. Three of them were ridiculous. and one of them was good, but I can get that any place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. I'm going to go back to an instinctive feeling that I have that humans ultimately know what's maybe right. And I don't think food like that has long-standing staying power. Because it's not good!
Okay.
Yeah, there's not enough. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I'm with you.
All right. All of this from saying how good the Cubano sandwich I had for lunch today was. And here I have, you know, at a up there on the stand and with big, big microphones
I'm
and telling the entire world.
Soapbox.
All right. It's the food show. This is Tom
Fitzmaurice. I think you're done, Allie.
And,
thank you.
Oh, Allie,
you
no, you're always welcome on our show. You just
it's enough off the soapbox. I'm with you, Marianne.
All right.
That's the conclusion of that.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right.
It's the food show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. We can be a lot calmer and more interesting than this. We'll stay tuned because we will do it.
Okay.
And give us a buzz and we'll fix it up. But, know, it goes to show when you get into something as, you know, seemingly not all that big a deal. I mean, you know, where do you go to get your favorite gumbo and all of that stuff? It's important. It's good. It's part of the community and of the style of the place where we live. But, when I hear people arguing with one another as to which one has the better fill in the blanks, I like it even better. Frankly, because you know what we get out of that. You know, a little bit of advertising in one direction or another.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie started a lot of this.
Shepherd's pie.
So you have the shepherd's pie.
I love shepherd's pie.
But there are two other names for it.
Cottage pie.
Cottage pie, right. And there's another one beyond that.
Don't know that one.
One had corn and one of them doesn't.
Shepherd's pie used to be a horrible thing in my mind.
Really?
Because I only knew shepherd's pie
school
from my grade school cafeteria.
Of course. Everybody
where
else?
Where it was too really bad.
Oh.
And you taught me, excuse me, how to make really great shepherd's pie. And
that's a wonderful recipe. It's not mine, but it's a good recipe.
Where did you get it? Because it's really good.
I don't know. Let me look it up. off the top of my head, I don't know.
Anyway, we have made our share and then some of shepherd's pie. Jude loves shepherd's pie, and I made it. Jude's wife does not like mess very much, so I never cook at their house. But I did a few times, and I made him a shepherd's pie. And what I would do is I would make it really high and it would sort of spill out over the dish. And then there'd be cheese that would melt off of the top of the dish and then it would spill. And I would never dream of putting the dish just into the oven without having it on a cookie sheet as well so that the cheese that spills over can be caught before it gets into the oven. So when I would make the shepherd's pie, there would be this layer of cheese crisps. You know how cheese crisps mm-hmm. are absolutely outrageously yummy?
Yep.
And we would sort of fight for the cheese crisps that came off of the shepherd's pie. And then and then every time I asked about making shepherd's pie after that, the answer was no. So I've never made another
isn't
shepherd's pie at Jude's house. But actually, I haven't made shepherd's pie in a really long time. And I kind of think I'd like to now that I'm thinking about it.
All right. Well, I have the recipe around here somewhere.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's just ground meat in a a pan with onions and celery and a little carrot.
Yeah.
Well, and
a little
and bell pepper, you know, like the Trinity. And then you render that off and you put it on top of some corn in a glass baking dish, and you take mashed potatoes and put it on top of that, and then you put cheese on top of that, and then you bake it all.
Most of us, I don't know, I'm not even going to say that. We become inured of shepherd's pie when we're in school. And I went to
I went to
three grammar schools and two high schools. And the little ones, you know, they hardly knew what it was. But by the time we were into fifth grade, sixth grade, they not only did they like it, they either loved it or they hated it. They also had that. And then I'm in high school, and at both Jesuit and Rummel, they had really good food. They always, especially at Rummel. And they, one of the things they did all the time was shepherd's pie, and it was always just terrific. You could make a tower out of it, though. They would really feed you.
Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us about whatever it is that you would like to chat about, we're here for you. And shepherd's pie was something that we started talking about because today is National Shepherd's Pie Day. Although I guess it should be more like an international thing, because
it's not really
an American thing at all.
More British than anything.
Yeah. Although I'm not a fan of it over there.
No.
I much prefer, as a matter of fact, I have to say, I can't think of a place that I've had shepherd's pie, which is not something that you run into very often, that I prefer to the one that we make here. It's really good. Anyway, you are listening to The Food Show, and I would like to tell you about New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company, where you will find great hamburgers from an extensive hamburger menu.
And grilled oysters.
They are they're crunchy on the outside with a little crust and juicy on the inside. And they have a lot of seafood. You can get it in a platter.
No grease.
Right. You can get a platter. You can get it on a poor boy. It comes to your table steaming hot. It's greaseless, golden brown, delicious, cooked to order. And they have good local specialties, things like red beans and rice, some pasta dishes, like a creamy pasta dish with seafood, those kinds of things, good salads, and other kinds of sandwiches. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood now has char-grilled oysters, so you might want to go have a look at those.
Worth going there just for that.
Try them. They have 10 locations around town. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood. Go give them a try. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Or if you're looking for a restaurant that has a certain kind of style or service or a special menu, things that you're looking for, or restaurants that serve something that you hope never to ever see again as long as you live. You know, you can get all of that done for you if you go to your friendly neighborhood restaurant, which is always going to give you a better...
You can get something you never want to eat again. I hope not.
You could certainly have it happen to you, but,
you
know, these things happen. And
yeah.
That's what we're here for, is to avoid such things. And I hope you will take advantage of that. It's free, of course. We're here on the radio. Radio has always been free. So give us a call, 260-6368, 260-6368. All right,
you know, we started the show with the Cuban sandwich.
We certainly did.
And I wanted to get something going on things that have pickles.
Well, that's one of them.
Things that are made better with pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely, getting back to the whole millennial thing, pickling of everything is really hot. You know, I love pickled everything. I really do. Pickled okra is just a divine ingredient, I think. And I've never seen it applied the way they do at Hambone, where they pickle a lot of things. But chopped pickled okra in the potato salad elevates it to something otherworldly, I think. But pickles, just like the regular old dill pickles, they're hard to be improved upon. And when I see chefs doing their own pickles, I always roll my eyes because I've never found a pickle made by a chef to be better than the dill pickles in the jar.
But, you know, there was a time when we had a fairly large pickle manufacturer here in New Orleans.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it was in Old Nettery.
Really? What was the name of
it? I'm sorry, not Old Nettery. It was in Old Jefferson. You know where,
what was the name of it?
The name of it was Ma Somebody's, Ma Graham.
How long ago was that?
I can remember it was there when I was working at the Time Saver back in the 1960s.
Well, was it something that was around briefly and didn't gain any traction?
No, it was around. It was around.
Well, what happened to it?
Well, they think they sold a lot of it out of town. It was a major operation. You know, going up Jefferson Highway, there's a spot where it kind of takes two L curves.
The S curve.
The S curve. Yeah. Well, that's where it was, right up in there.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been gone?
Ma Brown's or something.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I it was, again, I tell you, the closest memory I have that I'm sure of was in the 60s when I used to pass in front of it every day.
Well, I think it's just really hard to find a better pickle than, and I would say a certain brand, but honestly, I don't mind just a generic brand of pickles as long as they are basic hamburger dill sliced pickles. And I don't care for when chefs decide that they're going to make their own pickles. And I think the only one that's ever done a pretty decent job with that.
Yeah, is who?
Was John Besh. Well, at American Sector.
Oh, I can
back in
that.
The early days of American Sector, maybe the very earliest days of American Sector, he was making pickles, and they were good. And honestly, that is where it stops for me. You know, Scott Craig is making his own pickles over at Katie's, but you can also get regular dill pickles. He's not so egotistical that those are the only things that are in the house. So if you want regular dill pickles with his delicious hamburger, you can do that. I don't know about the Cuban. I don't know if the Cuban comes with regular dill or his kind of pickles. But
well, it came from Florida, really.
What?
Miami and up to...
The Cuban?
A lot of the Cuban...
Well, I'm sure it came from Cuba. Yeah.
Well,
by
from
way
Cuba,
of Miami.
Of course, but...
By way of Miami. Yeah. Yes, but it's really, you know, it's not that hard to make one. If you have just like a regular smoked pork that you can get at the store and some Chisasi ham and regular French bread and you squish it down. I mean, you can make your own really good one. I made a Cuban with some leftover Bellegarde bread, and it was kind of a little much because the Bellegarde requires so much teeth action, but it was still good. I mean, it's hard to say anything negative about Bellegarde bread. It's just like the best thing out there. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to call us, you can wait until after the top of the news, hour news, which is coming right up.
Soon, the next minute and a half.
And then we'll be back to talk some more about the rest of the things that are on the almanac, which is kind of thin today. We talked about shepherd's pie already, and there's something called oiseau sans tête.
I love that concept.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that when we come back. And anything else you would like to talk about? You're listening to The Food Show.
Yep, you certainly are.
WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.